I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And the Monday episode typically is relationship-based. So Tuesday through Friday is about various events or businesses in our community. But Mondays is, we subtitle it Helping People, because we talk about ways to manage yourself and ways to manage your relationships with others. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern. I'm registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences of California, number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you want to learn any more about me, who's this lady talking to you over the radio, you can go to ChicoCreekCounseling.com and there's an About Us or Therapist link, and you can find Jessica Wilkerson on there and learn a little bit about me. Anyways, the last couple of weeks we've talked about infidelity and healing from that. And today we're going to talk about forgiveness. Because I think it's something that we hear a lot. You need to forgive and forget. Just forgive and forget. If they would just forgive me, we could move forward in repairing this relationship. And while we've been talking about infidelity in the past, and that is I use that as the jumping off point for this, but we can think about any kind of betrayal. Anything that someone needs forgiveness for. They wrecked your car, they were gossiping about you, they made a promise that they didn't keep, whatever it might be. You need to forgive them and move forward. Maybe childhood issues with a parent or a friend. And so all of those, everything, not just infidelity, is on the topic for forgiveness for today. Although I might reference back to infidelity here and there now and then. Who knows where it'll go? So I wanted to start out with the forgiving and forgetting part, because I want to remind you that those are verbs. Forgiving is a verb, and forgetting is a verb. You can conjugate that. But forgiving is an action. It is not a result. And the result of forgiving is not necessarily always forgetting. I can forgive the guy who caused my car accident when I was 21, which has led me, I'm 37, to, you know, how many years is that now? 16 years of a limp and screws in my body. I'll never be able to forget that car accident, and I'll never be able to forget what happened because that guy hit me. But I can move forward. I can forgive him and make the choice to drop that resentment, right? And so forgiving and forgetting, while it's noble and we would like that to happen, just because you remember something doesn't mean you didn't forgive them. It doesn't mean you failed on that. And so forgiveness is, I wanted to talk about a couple things that forgiveness is not, since it's not forgiving. Forgiveness is not managing your emotions. It's not pretending that it didn't hurt or cause anger or inflict pain. So just because you minimize or you deny it, oh, I'm not hurting any. If I had truly forgiven them, I wouldn't still be hurting. So I must not have forgiven them. Nope. Just like love is a verb and we choose to love every day, even though we might not like the people we're choosing to love in that moment, we are choosing to forgive as a verb. And that doesn't mean that our emotions are always going to be on the same page as our choices, right? Of our choice to forgive. So you might still feel all of those emotions. That doesn't mean that you're failing. And if you're the person on the receiving end of that forgiveness, just because they're still hurting and just because they're still angry doesn't mean they're not working hard to do the action of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not denial of wrongdoing. It doesn't justify what someone did or let them off the hook morally. It doesn't say there's no consequences. But so many people struggle with forgiveness and they tell themselves that forgiving sends the message that the betrayal was okay. And that's just not true. We already talked about that it's not forgetting. Forgiveness does not equal trust. Just because you forgave them does not mean you have to trust them with your heart, with your property, with your children. It doesn't mean you have to trust them with your money. Forgiving does not equal trust. We'll be back after these commercials and talk more about forgiveness. Thank you for listening. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM at 9:30 a.m. And I just want to remind you that while I am a psychotherapist, the show is not a substitute for therapy. So if there's something that we're talking about on the air that triggers you and you think, oh, I need to explore that deeper in my life or in who I am or my relationship, I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who's a professional and qualified to explore that with you. I really like Psychology Today on the website. It allows us as therapists to give you a little bio about what our modality is in therapy and who we are. If we have a picture, we put that up there. But you can just go to your yellow pages if people still have those and find an MFT, LCSW, PhD in your area to talk to about this. So we are on the topic of forgiveness. And I was just mentioning that forgiveness is not about trust. Trust is its own thing. It's its own verb, right? Love is its own verb. Forgiving is its own verb. I forgive, you forgive, he forgives, we forgive, they forgive. You forgive, plural. Anyways, trust is its own verb. It's its own thing. So just because you have been forgiven or just because you are trying to forgive somebody does not mean that you have forgiven them any less if you are not trusting them. It's okay to learn from what happened. I wouldn't, if someone totaled my car, I let someone borrow my car and they totaled it. And now they owe me a new car. And I choose to forgive them for what happened and not to hold that against them. It's not like I'm going to trust them with my kids to put my kids in the car. You don't have to, you can forgive them without trusting them. And that goes the same with fidelity or addiction. You can forgive the person for what they did, but they still have to work hard to earn your trust back. And that's on them. That's a topic that we spoke about last week specifically. Okay, so forgiveness is not reconciliation. Reconciliation means that you have trust and that you have forgiven them, but you also trust them. So just because a significant other has created infidelity, they think if they just forgave me, we could move forward. Well, moving forward means trust and reconciliation, right? So you have to do the work to earn their trust back, and then you have to reconcile once that trust has been earned back and look forward. So what is forgiveness? What is that? What does that actually mean? You say you want to look it up in your dictionary, go to Wikipedia, whatever. Well, it basically means you're not demanding a penalty for what has been done. And if we look at the Greek and the Hebrew, generally forgiveness means to send away, release, set free, or offer a gift of grace. So the intent is to cut something loose, to drop it like it's hot. So the person who wrecked my car, they would owe me a new car, right? But I can forgive that debt and say, okay, well, you know, I've forgiven you for what happened. You don't owe me the debt of the car, or you don't owe me any more rides, or I'm not going to hold on to the resentment that something is owed to me. I'm going to leave that alone. That's what forgiveness means. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean any of those other things that people sometimes pile on you. So what is that? What are the steps in creating forgiveness inside your heart? Or acknowledging forgiveness out loud to somebody so that they feel forgiven. What does that look like? Well, there's kind of a process to that. So first, it's recognizing that there's something that needs to be forgiven. There has been an injury. So with adultery, that's pretty obvious, right? He did this thing with this other woman, or she did this thing with this other man, and there's the injury. The person wrecked my car, there's the injury. The person gambled away our savings, there's the injury. That's the item that needs to be forgiven. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll talk about the other steps on building forgiveness within you. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. 'Cause baby, you're worth it.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and we are here to talk about forgiveness. So in the last segment, I was just talking about what are the steps to forgiveness. We got step one, acknowledging that there's been an injury. Once there's been an injury and we acknowledge it, you cheated on me, you gambled away our savings, you promised that if I did these X, Y, and Z, that you would give me a raise at work. Whatever it might be, you wrecked my car. That the injury needs to be acknowledged. This happened. So step two is admitting that there's a debt, that something needs to be done about that injury. I know that the Bible says, "Justice is mine, saith the Lord," right? And why do you think, I always think about how when the Bible says something like that, that's for a reason, because the Lord knows that He made us in a way where when there is an injustice, there is something in us that calls out for that injustice to be righted, for the wrong to be righted. But we often think, I can't even acknowledge that because that makes me a bad Christian. That makes me a bad person. But acknowledging that there's a debt owed doesn't make you a bad person or a bad Christian. It makes you the human that you were created as. We were created imperfect. We're not expected to be perfect, right? We were created to want reconciliation or justice for our injury. And so that step two is admitting that there's a debt that needs to be owed. You wrecked my car, you owe me a new car. You gambled away all our savings, you owe me that money. Infidelity is a hard one to say. You cheated, you owe me what? What do you owe me, right? You owe me a healing. You owe me your effort and your time in making it right. That's what you owe me. So acknowledging that there's a debt and there's injustice. And finally, this is the forgiveness part. It's about me releasing you from that debt, from that injury, saying, you know what? You wrecked my car. You owe me a new car. I forgive you. You don't have to pay me. You don't have to buy me a new car. I'm releasing you. I'm forgiving that debt. I mean, there's a term, forgiving a debt, right? And the Lord, that Jesus died to forgive our sins. So did it hurt him to die? Yeah. Did he want to do it? No. Did he struggle with that choice? Yeah. Did he ask to be released from it? Yeah. Did he do it anyways? Yes. Thank goodness. And but he released us from the debt and the injury. So sin injures us. Sin injures other people. Sin injures, probably injures the Lord's heart a little bit. I don't know. He made us in his image. But we are released from having the justice be done, right? So does that mean that he wanted to do it or it was easy? No, it doesn't. So step three is releasing you from what is owed to me. And that is forgiveness. We're still going to have emotions. How does this benefit us? Well, releasing someone from the debt of the injury releases us from having to carry it around. So say you had a horrible childhood, just horrible. And I hear a lot of really terrible stories. Your parents just treated you horribly, or you were raped or molested. I mean, there's some terrible stories out there, let me tell you. But you could just have had an absent parent who was absent-minded and didn't put you as a priority. And your whole life you felt second fiddle to your sibling or to the phone because they've been on their smartphone or whatever it is. They had their head in books constantly and you wanted their attention and they just wanted to read a book. Whatever that injury is that hurt you, you're still hurting. It doesn't matter how large or how small it is. And I think that's also really important because people think that they don't have anything to forgive or to be forgiven for because these injuries are little. But the splinter hurts, right? You get a splinter, it hurts and it throbs and it takes over, or a toothache. It's a small little thing. Anyways, the person who did the deed, they're living their life however they're going to live it. The forgiveness is actually benefiting you, the forgiver, because you don't have to carry around that need for justice. You don't have to carry around that waiting for someone to make you feel better, which even when they try, sometimes it doesn't make you feel better. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling. I'll see you next week.